Over the years, I've worked with a lot of businesses and very successful businesses who had zero idea where the majority of their sales and traffic and everything was coming from. The best way to fix that? UTM tracking. So on this episode, we're going to be talking about what is UTM tracking and how to take advantage of it. And I'm also going to give you our UTM tracking cheat sheet for completely free. So put on your nerd glasses because this one's going to be a little bit of technical stuff, but trust me, using UTM codes is going to make a huge difference in your business. So let's get started. All right. So first of all, let's tackle the big question of what is UTM tracking? You ready for the nerdy explanation? I have this on notes. UTM is Urchin Tracking Module. They're codes that are snippets of text added to the end of a URL that helps you track where the website traffic is coming from. And if users click into this link, marketers can customize the text to match the web page, the URL is linked in, blah, 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 blah. Really, what you need to know, I know it's so nerdy, even I can't get through it, is really that using UTM tracking in your company's digital marketing is actually a strategic way to be able to track what is happening with all of your efforts. And the way that it happens is by adding a little chunk of code at the end of whatever link you're using, and then you just program that into Google Analytics. Now, you want to know the really cool thing? UTM tracking, this whole urchin whatever, blah, 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 that actually came from a code that was originally developed like back in 2005, I think, by developers who that code ended up becoming Google Analytics. So it plays right into it, right? And it was developed originally by Google. So like, it's where you want to be, trust me. Okay. So what we're going to do is demystify the nerdiness of this. And I'm going to give you our cheat sheet that will literally make this super, super easy. And then you're going to want to make sure that you actually are setting up and using Google Analytics to help track what's going on in your business. You ready? I know this is going to be awesome. I promise. I will keep it somewhat light. And there are plenty of other super in-depth resources out there. We're going to be talking about like why you want to use this and how to use it to improve your marketing. So let's dive in. But first, before we get super nerdy, in case you don't know me, I'm Jen Neal. I founded Formula Done, which is a content marketing agency. And we help businesses find traffic and leads online using content that you already have. If any of that sounds interesting, go check out some of the other videos in our playlist. Also check out our website, formuladone.com, where we have all sorts of amazing blog articles and freebie downloads inside of there. So go swim around and learn to your heart's content. Any questions, we are here to help, and drop any questions as well in the comments of this video. So basically UTM codes, UTM terms are, you know how sometimes you'll click on a link, especially from something on social media. So you can click on a link and you go along and all of a sudden your address bar, like where you're going, is filled with like all this garbly gook, right? So all of a sudden the link that you went to went from like this long to being like this long, and there's all this stuff. Well, what really happens is basically the normal link that you're going to be going to is like, let's say we're going to formuladone.com/blog because you want to go read our blog because it's amazing, if I don't say so myself. So you're going to go there /blog. So that is a non-tracking link, right? Now, if I wanted to have tracking at the end of it using these UTM codes, then it would have a little question mark, right? And then it would have UTM underscore something equals something and UTM blah, 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 blah. So like it starts to feed out all of these terms. Now, don't worry, we're going to get into them. As you get really advanced, you can also create your own terms and end up tracking your own information and stuff inside of there. But what we're going to be talking about today are the very basic getting started UTM terms that you're going to want to use. So what terms does Google Analytics automatically track? And by automatically, I mean, if you go in and you set up Google Ads, which I highly recommend, by the way, if you set up any kind of Google Ads or even Facebook Ads, if you're doing those, you can actually build in terms. So let's talk Google Ads. In terms of Google Ads, it automatically tracks. So you have to go in and you have to name your campaign. like what it is that you're trying to do. So let's say that I'm setting up some ads and I'm trying to promote our new course, Content Connection Academy, right? So my campaign would be Content Connection Academy. Then wherever that ad is placed, that is going to be the source, right? And the medium, meaning the type of advertising that I'm doing, would be cost per click, CPC, because that's the type of ad that I'd be running on Google search ads, right? Then the term is going to be the keywords that I'm targeting. So I know I'm getting a little bit nerdy here. I'm gonna kind of walk through this with you online so you can see exactly what it looks like. But the term is the keyword that I'm using, or the term could also be Content Connection Academy if I'm setting up outside, right? I can have control over that. And then the content would be actually which ad, like which headline or which whatever it is that I'm using. So when you send these ads straight from Google Ads, Google already names all of these things. And so it plugs them into all of these terms and it automatically imports all that stuff into your Google Analytics. Like you don't even have to do any setup because it was built by Google, set up by Google, and they work together, right? So how do we take advantage of the ability to be able to track all of those codes for what it is that we're doing for normal marketing efforts? So what we do is we look at the terms that they will carry and we start to think of each of those terms as different buckets, okay? So I know that I have a bucket called source. I have a bucket called medium. I have a bucket called campaign and so on and so forth. And as long as I create a naming convention that makes sense with what I want to track, what information I want to see. Now, if I'm not doing any Google Ads and all I'm doing is like Facebook posts, then I would want to include these terms, but I'd want to know, okay, maybe the campaign is whatever the topic of the week is. Maybe the term is whatever the headline was from my post, right? So as long as you start to create, I know that I can track this information. And when I see these little snippets of code come up in Google Analytics, then I know, okay, this came from a Facebook post and I know exactly which post it came from, right? So it gives us the ability to be able to track down how effective our marketing efforts are, even if you're doing it for non-paid type efforts. You with me? Okay, so what this allows you to do, like every time I show Google Analytics to any new business, they're always like, oh my gosh, this is amazing and also super creepy. And I agree, it's a little bit of both, right? But what this does is it lets you see, okay, where are people coming to my site from? Where are people hitting my landing page from? And usually there's some pretty standout winners. So it helps you see, oh, this kind of post, or when I did the post this week, or this one out of 10 or whatever, like this one sent the majority of traffic. I know I want to do more posts like that. Now, if you never go look at the terms, you're just guessing and you're right back in the place of you're like, I don't know what's actually growing my business. I'm just doing all these things. So what using UTM tracking enables you to do is actually do less work, right? So if that's all you remember is that if you're tracking what you're doing and you're actually looking at the results, then you can give yourself permission to say, you know what? All of these kinds of posts or all of these kinds of ads did not work. So I'm not going to do them anymore, right? And I know what stuff is actually working. So now I can just do more of that, which is really what we're after. So it can be a very simple way of creating tracking that actually makes sense for you, right? So that's what we're going to do. Okay, so what are best practices when you are using UTM codes? So you want to create a naming convention that works for you. Like I said, remember, we're just going to think of these different things as buckets. And I'm going to show you an example here in just a few minutes, but understanding what information that you want to look at. And that's going to depend what it means for your business. And I know it's a whole lot of generics, but let's say, for example, that you are only doing social media, but you're concentrating largely on Facebook and Instagram. So you want to see, am I getting more traffic from Facebook or am I getting more traffic from Instagram? So you're going to want to make sure that you're using the source area and that you're plugging in Facebook or Instagram into your source code, right? That's what you're going to put in that bucket. And then let's say that you do reels, you do picture posts, and you do carousels, right? So you're using both of those things like on all of the, maybe you don't do the carousel on Facebook. So in the medium bucket, like what type of content am I sending, right? So in there you could do carousel, reel, picture, whatever it is, right? So you know, okay, this is a carousel post so that you can see how that looks, right? And then anything further that you want to go, like if this is specifically a campaign about an upcoming launch you have or a workshop or something where you're promoting that, right? Then the campaign can be for all of them. This is my upcoming workshop, right? And then when you're doing something 2 months down the road and you're like, oh, this is a different workshop or this is my challenge that I'm doing, then you'll know the difference between the two, right? So that kind of started to make sense how you can use those buckets to plug in different information that is going to make sense to you. And as long as you keep a consistent naming convention, meaning you're always going to put the types of content that you're doing inside of the medium bucket, you're always going to put whatever the promotion is inside of the campaign bucket, and you're always going to put where this stuff is coming from inside of the source bucket, then every time you're looking at the data, it will always be the same. That's all I mean by naming convention. We don't have to overcomplicate this, right? Okay, so then the really awesome thing about this is sometimes you can connect it straight into your CRM if you want to get super nerdy, but at the very least, these UTM tracking links work for anything. It doesn't have to be just social media. You can also put these exact same things. So let's say you're sending out an email to your list promoting this, right? And you have a series of 5 emails. So inside of your source bucket, you're going to have email, right? And inside of the, what bucket did I talk about? The medium bucket. Inside of the medium bucket, you can actually put text link, graphic link, button, whatever other kinds of things that you put on your email so that you know, oh, they're clicking on the button link. Oh, they're clicking on the picture that I put in there. Oh, they're clicking on the underlined text, whatever it is. So you can know exactly which links they're clicking on, which is pretty awesome. Some CRMs do track that, but this helps you create a clear vision of people that are hitting your website and taking it the next step, right? So you can use these exact same things inside of email and it still works, right? We just want to label that it came from email and not from Facebook. Totally makes sense, right? Okay, so the other thing that you want to maybe consider doing is if it's going to be a place where you have to actually put the link in, like say you're posting on LinkedIn and you want to put the actual link in there, instead of having go to formulaedone.com/blog?UTM_course=... all that stuff, like it's kind of ugly to look at, right? So if you can't hide it, then consider shortening it. And there are plenty of URL shorteners. Bit.ly, bit.ly. Google has a URL shortener. There are so many different ones. We use switchy.io. But there's a ton of URL shorteners out there. And all it does is it takes all of that stuff and just goes whoop and compresses it right down. This originally came out because of Twitter. Because you couldn't have tracking links that would use up all of your Twitter characters, right? So gives us a super short little like 7 character kind of link, but it still maintains all of that UTM tracking, right? So I'm gonna show you exactly how to do all of those things, okay? Then I just wanna make sure that you understand all those use cases. So whether or not you're running ads, even if you're just doing organic social and emailing your list, you can still set up UTM codes and you can set up reports that will automatically email to you from Google Analytics. So you don't even have to worry about like going in and looking at all of this. It can make it really easy, but those reports become super, super beneficial. So I am going to show you behind the scenes here. We're going to dive in. I'm going to show you how to use our cheat sheet, which is basically going to build these UTM tracking URLs for you, and then how to shorten that and what to look for inside of Google Analytics. Okay. This is going to be a huge game changer in your business. So before I transition into that, out of curiosity, let me know in the comments, are you already using Google Analytics? And what is something that you have like found super surprising about being able to look at that data on a regular basis? If you go to the Google Analytics campaign builder, then this is what you'll see. So I want to show you an example of how this kind of comes together. So let's say that I want to send people to this blog post that we have on how to gamify your marketing, right? So I'm going to send people here.
And I'm going to put in the URL to that, right? Campaign ID. This is not actually asterisked, so it's not required. I'm not going to put one in. The campaign source. Let's say that this is going to be a tracking link for people coming from YouTube. Okay. And then our medium is going to be the description, because this is actually like organic YouTube. I'm not, if I was running ads, then I would put in cost per click, right? Actually, on our episode, let me see here which episode this is, 125. So I'm just going to put in episode 125, because then I will know that this is the content toolbox 125. So I know which episode it is. Our term. This is really only relevant if I am running Google Ads and things, but no spaces in here, right? Okay, so I'm gonna just leave these things here. Now, you can see this whole thing here, what this has done is created a URL that still has our gamification in digital marketing, right? But then it has UTM source equals YouTube, UTM medium equals description, because this is the things that I just typed in right here, right? So if I go here and I do a new tab, actually, let me do in a incognito window here for you so you can actually see everything coming in. So if I paste it in, there's the whole URL, right? It is still going to go straight to this blog post, okay? Now the cool thing is I am on this blog post, right? So now if I go into my Google Analytics, all right, so if I come here and I go into real time and I look at my traffic sources, so I can see there's one active user on the site right now, that's me, right, on the site. And I can see that my medium is in the description and the source is coming from YouTube, because that's the link that I put in. So that's tracking traffic coming to the site here using our UTM tracking. Pretty awesome, right? So now if I want to shorten the link, I am going to connect this account here with Bitly, right? So then what this has done is it's taken all of this and shortened it down into a short link. So watch, if I do the exact same thing and I do another incognito window, type in my Bitly link, it's still the exact same thing. And if I go now to analytics, refresh this, there should be, actually it's still gonna show one user because it's just me, but I've seen more page views, right? Because it's still me, right? Okay, so hopefully that makes sense in terms of how to build this on Google, right? Now, what I wanna show you is, here is the freebie tool that we're giving you, right? So I'm gonna show you exactly how this works. Same way, I'm gonna take the URL that I'm going to, punch that in here, my source, so on this one, the ones that are required are in dark blue, and you wanna make sure you fill these in with no space, okay? So my source, we're gonna say YouTube, my medium, I'm gonna say description, and then my content, gamify your marketing, awesome. Okay, so now all I did was just punch the exact same terms in here. So this was going vertical, this one is going horizontal, right? Now what this does is this just builds the same thing here. And so this, I can just copy this straight out of here. And the nice thing about this is it gives you a spreadsheet that you can keep of all of the links that you have for tracking, right? So everything that you do, you can start to put in here. And then if you do want a short version of your link, and if I want a short version of it, you can also just go create a Bitly account, and then I can take this link right here, put it into here, create, Link has been created. There we go. So it did the exact same thing, but what I've done is just created a spreadsheet that you can save and use. So when you get a copy of this, you're going to go here, you're just going to do file, make a copy, save a copy into your own drive, and then you will be able to use this to your heart's content. Now, let's go look at how this actually helps. So we saw in real time that this shows us where traffic is coming from. So if you're using tracking links in everything that you're doing, your email, your social media, your ads, everything, then you're going to be able to see where your traffic is coming from and where they're going on your site. So I'm going to show you this. So inside of Google Analytics here, what we can do is we can actually come in here and look at our site content, what pages people are hitting on our sites, right? So let's say that we want to look at just the blogs that are coming in. So like this one, this customer, their blog is all starts with SDR, right? So I want to see all of the traffic that's coming to these. But this just tells me like, okay, in the last 7 days, you know, they've had 1,800 visits, but this is where it's coming from, right? But if I want to look in here and see our source, where is this content coming from? So I can here look and see, okay, now we know this is coming from Google, LinkedIn post. Okay, that kind of makes sense. Now, what if I want to dig down even further and say, I want to look at the source slash medium, which is going to show organic, right? So what I can see here is that I've got organic traffic coming to these pages here. So organic is outranking, right? And then they have a LinkedIn post. So I can see this is coming from their LinkedIn, and this was a comment link, right? From 720, because this is how they're marking their UTM codes. So this was the information that they stored in the medium area here, this one right here. And then the source they filled in as LinkedIn post or Google Organic is automatically going to fill in, right? So I can do Facebook post here, LinkedIn post, right? So we can see exactly how much traffic is coming from your post, which is pretty amazing. Now, another way that you can look at this is actually come up here and say, I want to look at all of my traffic. And up here, I want to look at anything that's coming from Facebook. Okay. I want to see this so I can see, okay, I've got Facebook referral traffic. This is probably coming in as ads, or as, links from Facebook, right? That haven't been tracked. In here I can see here's an ad. So they've done ad posts, learn more button. So I can see exactly where this is coming from on paid stuff. These are organic posts. Okay. Awesome. So I can see just exactly how well my Facebook social media is going. Now, if we want to go look at LinkedIn, same thing. I can see exactly how much traffic is coming from LinkedIn. And we're only looking at, you know, 7 days here. But the great thing is you can start to look at the different tracking parameters of where your traffic is coming from. And start to see what's working and what's not. So if you start to fill in this UTM tracking, then you're going to have a big long list of all these things that you're tracking, and all of it is going to show up in your analytics, right? And what you can do then is figure out which reports really matter to you. And you can actually set it up so that it automatically shares it to you, like weekly, daily, monthly, however you want to look at it. So I highly, highly recommend at least start tracking your data, because even if you don't know fully how to look at it now, all of this data is going to be here and starting to track, and you can go back and reference this now for years to come, and you can literally see exactly what is working. So hopefully that helps. Go grab your copy of this UTM builder and get tracking all of your links. So hopefully I've helped you get an idea of
what UTM codes are and why you want to use them. And I hope I've inspired you to grab our cheat sheet, use that, and start setting them up. Even if you're just setting them in your emails, I want you to be able to figure out exactly what is going on in your business, what to do more of and what to do less of, right? This is about improving your efficiency and effectiveness so that you can spend more time with your family and make more money, because that's what this is all about, right? I just got extra squeaky. So if you want our UTM Builder cheat sheet, just look in the comments here or in the description below, right? So there's a link there. Go grab that and please start using it to your little heart's content. I cannot wait to see what you do with it. Anyway, I hope that it's not super too nerdy for you and that you're able to take advantage of this. And I cannot wait to see the results that you end up identifying and how much time you're able to save yourself. So see you in the next episode.